This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I'm back, and I'm going to get right to it. I got to talk to you. Before we get to Bill O'Reilly, I want to talk to you about Mexico. Mexico's president urges the U.S. to revisit gun laws after the El Paso shooting. Meanwhile, Mexico just had its most murderous year on record. So Mexican President López Obrador urged the U.S. to revisit its gun laws. Now, that is hilarious. That really is hilarious. Look, I'm not defending what happens. We don't want mass murders in the United States. We don't want any murders in the United States. But it's not guns that murder. It's mentally ill people that murder. Last year was Mexico's most murderous year on record, and they have strict gun control just like Chicago does and Baltimore does and Detroit does. All the Democratic strongholds in the United States have the strictest gun control laws, and everybody gets murdered. So what does it matter? I just want to point this out again. When you pass a gun control law that you think makes you feel good and sleep better at night and makes liberals stand up with standing ovations, oh my God, we've stopped this slaughter. You haven't stopped anything. Chicago's got the worst slaughter in America per capita. Baltimore is the worst slaughter in America. Per sheer numbers of murders, Chicago's worse per capita, per population. Baltimore's worse. Detroit's right up there. East St. Louis is right at the top of the entire world's murder list. They all have strict gun control. It doesn't matter, because the only people who abide by the laws of gun control are people who are law-abiding. So it leaves you and I completely helpless and defenseless when you pass gun laws, and it does absolutely nothing to the criminal, because they're going to buy their gun illegally anyway. And by the way, I just saw the number today. Out of every four mass murders in the United States in the last year, only one out of the four ever had a problem where they were declared mentally ill or mentally incompetent or questions about their mental health. So three out of the four would have passed the background check and gotten the gun legally. All right, I have so much more to say about this and tell you about the actual murders in Mexico that have gone on this year, but I got to get to my interview earlier today with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly with his wisdom right now. All right, Wayne Allen Root, great to be back with Bill O'Reilly. I've been off for a couple weeks, but we are back in the saddle again. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me in.
Very rough weekend. I thought things were going great for Trump and the Republican Party, and all looked smooth sailing for 2020. And, of course, a massive bump in the road, meaning two terrible mass shootings, and the media jumps all over it, blames President Trump. And, you know, look, I don't know what a president could do about mentally ill people. I don't see how this is any one party's fault. I don't see how it's President Trump's fault. Well, how do you see it all?
Well, I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and I want to get the stats here you know that this mass killing thing is across the board. It doesn't have anything to do with who's president. So under Barack Obama, 8 years, 24 mass shootings in 8 years, three a year, all right, 236 dead and 257 injured. The point of my message of the day was that people who try to capitalize on this kind of horror should be abhorred, like Beto O'Rourke and CNN. People who try to use death to advance themselves or their agenda are really to be condemned. Now, I have been a critic of harsh rhetoric from the president and from the media. They're both at fault. And, of course, the media started it. and Donald Trump feels he has to reply in a personal way because of the attacks on him and the effort to remove him from the Oval Office. I get the big picture there, but I'm hoping that people kind of bring it down now, all right? Because hatred is in the country, it's here, and we got to tamp it down as much as we can.
But of course, you agree, I assume, as I do, that being against illegal immigration and wanting a wall so bad people don't come in the country and so your border has some control has nothing to do with some crazy person wanting to kill people because of the color of their skin. I don't see the correlation at all. The people who did it are nuts.
Yes, they're maniacs, and I think that society has to understand that maniacs are now emboldened by the machines, by the internet, because they can talk to other maniacs, and they can access the most hateful stuff and rationalize their destruction in their own minds. Look, these people want to die. Any mass killer wants to die. Instead of committing suicide, they take innocent people with them. That's the play. Now, with the internet and the most hateful, vile stuff on earth being available like that, these people are almost emboldened to commit these acts. It doesn't justify anything. It explains it. Now, people want immigration law enforced. They have nothing to do with any violence at all. Nothing. It's the same thing about Muslim terrorism. You want to be very careful with Muslims? Okay. You have nothing to do with violence. That's a legitimate public safety point of view.
All right, let's talk about the media's attempt to bury the narrative that this is not political, that both sides have their problems, that you've got the shooter in, the first shooter in El Paso, Texas, was of the political ideology that we want to stop Hispanics from coming in the country. No one wants to kill them, but he was a nutcase. But the one in Dayton, Ohio, was of the narrative that he was a socialist, he was a progressive, he was a fan of Elizabeth Warren. I don't see any of that second part in the media. I only hear the drumbeat that it's all Trump's fault and it's white extremism. Not a mention of the Elizabeth Warren fan, and no mention that earlier today it came out Rand Paul won't be back to the United States Senate until September because he's having surgery to have part of his lung removed because some progressive nut job chased him on his own lawn and hurt him and broke his ribs. They went into his lungs. I mean, there's a lot of violence on the left, and the media only reports one side, right?
Yes, I have not been able to confirm the Dayton shooter was a socialist or a fan of Elizabeth Warren. I just want to tell you, I haven't been able to confirm that. And I don't, as you know, Wayne, I don't take reports on the internet as fact. I don't. So I have not been able to confirm that. May well be true. The authorities are not saying that. As far as Rand Paul is concerned, obviously an underreported story. But here's the big story. If you want to look at violence, it cuts across all political spectrums. What's Antifa? What's that? It's an anarchistic left-wing group. And they commit violence everywhere they go. So you're right, it's selective reporting, as always in this country. And there are nuts on both sides who will use ideology to justify hatred and violence.
Now, you know, we didn't talk about this. I'm going to throw something in just off the top of my head because I've been thinking about it for the last hour. If we want to compromise to try and fight this kind of mass murder, and I don't think anything really helps because these guys got their guns legally, and even if they got them illegally, then a new law wouldn't help. But let's say we could compromise. I'm not a big fan of gun control. I'm not a big fan of registration nationwide. I'm not a big fan of red flag laws. But what if we went along with those? And in return, we got nationwide reciprocity, so someone with a CCW, a good guy with a gun, could always stop a bad guy with a gun, and we're allowed to carry them in any state. I could see horse trading and getting some sort of bill together that has both of those in it that gives something to the left and something to the right. Just your thoughts on that.
I can almost guarantee you there's going to be a bill, and I think President Trump will support the bill, to put a registry of people who buy certain firearms, not all firearms, but certain firearms, the heavy caliber stuff, to put that registry together, and the FBI would have storage responsibilities. Now, the reason they want to do that is they want the authorities, the federal authorities, want to know who has an assault weapon, who has heavy caliber machine. All right. I think that'll happen, and I think President Trump will sign it. As for banning certain weaponry, it could. It could happen. You got to understand something. Donald Trump needs independent votes. So he can't be a hardliner on something that makes sense to most Americans. I think most Americans are at the point now where they want some kind of control by the federal government over who has assault rifles.
Last but not least, some Republicans and President Trump have linked violent video games to mass shootings. That was something that was talked about a lot 20 years ago and 30 years ago. Where do you stand on that issue?
I think that violent video games can desensitize individuals to actual physical pain. Look, these people live in, these assassins, these mass killers, live in a fantasy world, Wayne. You know that. Their world isn't the world that you and I or anybody watching us live in. All right? They create right. their own crazy fantasy world, that they're Rambo or something. All right, that they're going out in a blaze of glory or whatever crazy thing they conjure up. And again, they lose themselves in this violence. They get desensitized to human suffering and all that. And it's there at the click of a machine. So it is valid, but you can't censor in a free society what Americans can and can't see. So that's never going to resolve itself.
All right, tough issues, no easy answers, but we're trying our best. Bill O'Reilly, if you want more great insights, go to BillO'Reilly.com every day, 24 hours a day. BillO'Reilly.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Sure, Wayne, anytime.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and
Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to tell you the statistics of murders in Mexico. Now, remember, in Chicago every weekend, 40, 50, 60, 70 people get shot, but only like 5, 6, 7 of them die. So when I tell you how many murders there are in Mexico, how many are shot? How many live after being shot, right? Numbers must be so staggering, they're unimaginable and astronomical and infinitesimal. All right, let me first start with the sponsor of this segment of the show. My doctor suggests I get more mail from you at home about My Doctor Suggests than any other product I've ever had on this show, because it's not expensive and it really does the job, does the trick. People love it. My Doctor Suggests. I used to get colds all the time. I haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. I'm sure I'll have one day. Can't keep this up forever. But 3.5 years on radio and TV, no cold, not even a little cold, nothing. I used to lose my voice from time to time because of a cold. Haven't lost my voice in 3.5 years, thank God. Radio and TV, you can't afford to lose your voice. I used to have brain fog. I'd wake up in the morning, and it would take me 2-3 hours of the fog to wear off, and I just didn't get a lot done the first 2-3 hours of the day. Now, no brain fog. Zero. None. Zero zip zilch. None. Amazing. Miracle. Used to have leaky gut syndrome, meaning you'd eat food, you'd get immediately fatigued or upset stomach. None of that happens anymore. Amazing. Their products are alkaline structured silver, and alkaline structured silver destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. So just give them a call, 866-660-9868. You can't buy their products in the store. The only place you can buy them is at this phone number or the website, mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And then you tell them Wainwright sent you, or promo code root, and you get 20% off your order. How cool is that? 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggests.com/root, promo code root. All right, so the Ohio Board of Elections website shows that the mass killer Connor Betts in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, is a registered Democrat. Did you hear that in the news? I didn't hear that in the news. Did you hear the Dayton shooter sounds just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's language on concentration camps at the border and ICE and was a member of the Democrat Socialist Party and idolized left-wing politicians, including Elizabeth Warren? Did you hear that in the media? Nobody is mentioning that. This is this massive over-the-top attack on Donald Trump by leftist politicians because they don't have anything else. If you saw my newspaper column yesterday in papers around the country, or if you heard me talk about it on Newsmax TV or USA Radio on Friday, where I read the column, Trump's doing a great job with the economy. All the stocks were up. Everything was doing great. The jobs numbers are great. The GDP numbers are great. And along comes a couple of mass murders. Horrible things. Nobody's apologizing. No one's saying it's good it happened. No one's saying anything good about it. There isn't a Republican in the world that wants a mass shooting. But we're all carriers of guns, like I am. I have my CCW, right? I've got my concealed carry permit. I'm a good guy with a gun. If something starts in a restaurant, in a movie theater, guess what? I'll be there to try and stop it. I'll risk my life to save people. That's the way you stop these shootings. We need a nationwide army of good guys carrying guns. We need reciprocity. I never like pronouncing that word. It's tough, but I got it right. Reciprocity. Trump, if you're going to go along with something with gun control, even if it's just like a small registration for a limited number of semi-automatic weapons, semi-automatic rifles, assault rifles, if you're going to do that, and I don't agree you should, it's not going to make any difference, and it won't affect the bad guys, but it'll affect the good guys who want that firepower to feel like their home is safe and their family safe. But if you do that, horse trade, negotiate, compromise, make sure we get nationwide reciprocity. That would be a good thing. That would really help have a recruit a nationwide army of good guys to fight the bad guys. The other thing that would help is the death penalty. Now, I tweeted that out over the weekend after the first shooting. I tweeted out, you got to have the death penalty for these guys, and it's got to be different than the death penalty for the average killer where they get 40 years of appeals and they spend $20 million on lawyers and the taxpayers pay for it. And if you're lucky, you get to carry out the death penalty 40 years from now when everybody's forgotten the crime and most of the people involved are dead already. The parents are dead. I think you need instant death penalty as soon as they're found guilty of a mass murder. No appeals. Instant death penalty carried out for everybody to see. That's a deterrent to criminals. And maybe a third thing is bring back a national draft. Because these young guys are walking around and they just got nothing to do except play war games on their video games. And they don't understand the real world. And I don't think we had these mass shootings 30, 40 years ago when people knew they had to go spend 2 years giving service to the country might make you a better human being and a more disciplined human being. Those are the kind of answers I give you to fight this stuff. And you know what else is bad? Big Pharma. Big Pharma and the drugs that are in these young kids' minds. But this isn't about Republicans or conservatives or wall people or Trump.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
You know, we have two major countries playing hardball with each other over a lot of issues, particularly trade. I think we're going to be on the dark side of the moon here for a while, and I don't think it's the end of the world.
President Trump is planning on visiting Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, the cities where two mass murders took place over the weekend. On Monday at the White House, the president spoke to the nation.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allure, I want to bring a few more facts to your attention, then we'll take some calls. Rand Paul, in the hospital this weekend, lost a part of his lung, had to have a part of his lung removed due to damage from the 2017 assault by a crazed, progressive, liberal, nutcase neighbor, next-door neighbor, who tackled him on his lawn while he was trying to cut it, mow his lawn, and they tackled Senator Rand Paul, hurt him so bad, his ribs, I think, busted his lungs, caused damage. They had to remove part of his lung, and the media says nothing. That's liberal lunacy. And then how about this one? Chicago hospital stops accepting gunshot victims after their trauma center is overwhelmed. 60 shootings in Chicago in the first 96 hours of August. I mean, you do the math, that's just under a shooting an hour. And their hospital has to close their emergency room and trauma room because there's too many shooting victims. And they've got the strictest gun control in the nation. Cutting off guns or restricting guns or gun control or gun registration or red flags for people who are mentally ill, none of it is going to save your life because the criminals get guns either way. But I don't want to stop the average good citizen, the good guy, law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. A good citizen with a gun isn't committing a crime. Tell me the last time you saw a good citizen with a gun in a crime wave. There is no such thing. So in Mexico, they have strict gun laws. Listen to these numbers. 25,339 homicides in Mexico last year, a 23% jump from 2016. But how about this one? Juarez, the city opposite El Paso. Keep in mind the president of Mexico is threatening to sue the United States because three of the citizens died in that El Paso shooting. And nobody wants them to die, and nobody's sugarcoating what happened. It's terrible. But in Juarez, 889 murders so far in the first 7 months of 2019, 889. And Juarez is one city opposite El Paso, and it's in the northern state, the northern Mexican state of Chihuahua, where there were 1,536 homicides over the same 7 months and 1,247 homicides in 2018. Murders are out of control in Mexico where there's gun control. The citizens cannot get a gun in Mexico. So guess what? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Same thing with all the shootings in America. They're all in gun-free zones. That's a solution I forgot to mention to you. Reciprocity. Everyone with a CCW should be able to, the good guys with guns should be able to use it all over this country, in every state, all 50 states. And we should reinstate the draft. That was another thing, right? That helps. And how about this one? We have the death penalty instantaneous after you get found guilty of a mass shooting. And how about this one? Ban gun-free zones, because they're killing fields. This is where people get shot. That Walmart in El Paso was a gun-free zone. This is a weapon of mass distraction Democrats are using on you. Okay? They're screaming, Trump, racism, guns. When in reality, it's a gun-free zone that causes this every time. Because it's like a Vegas neon light screaming, come on in and shoot me. I can't defend myself. We're all helpless. We're all defenseless. Get rid of the gun-free zones, President Trump. Those are some things you could do. All right, before we take calls, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Joe Williams. He's the greatest hair restoration guy in the country. Simple as that. Flat, simple, best hair restoration guy in the country. If you're suffering from balding hair, if you're a guy, if you're a gal, if you're completely bald as a cue ball, it doesn't matter. If you're bald as a cue ball, it doesn't matter. Because this guy's an artist at what he does. Sajak. Isn't that the name I was looking for? Bald as Sajak? Wasn't that the famous detective on TV? I think it was Sajak. Kojak. He had a lollipop in his mouth. He was Telly Savalas, bald as a cue ball. Well, it doesn't matter. This guy has done work. He's been one of my best friends for 18 years, Dr. Joseph Williams. So I've seen all his before and after photos, and I've seen all his videos of what patients look like when they walked in and what they look like a year later. It's unbelievable. It's night and day. And he's known as one of the best doctors in the world. How do I know? Because people fly in from all over the world and all over the country to Las Vegas and to Reno, where his two offices are, to have it done. If you happen to live in Vegas or Reno, your lucky day. But anywhere else in the country you live, get a free vacation to Vegas and let the best guy in the country handle your hair. And he has financing available, reasonable and affordable prices. And even though he gets all these big stars and princes and kings and presidents and CEOs and billionaires to fly in from all over the world, that's like 2% of his business. 98% average people here in Las Vegas who he makes them look like the best of their lives and feel great about themselves and get dates again, or maybe, you know, stir up the passion in their wife or husband again. He's the best, Dr. Joe Williams. Give him a call, 888, or get a job, by the way, because you're in competition with younger people with a full head of hair. 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888, or go to vacationrestoration.com. Thanks, Joe, for sponsoring the show. Great friend of 18 years. Trust him. Wayne Root's number one five-star rating for Dr. Joe Williams. All right, let's take some calls. They've been waiting patiently. Ryan in Iowa on line one. Ryan, you're on with Wayne Root. What say you?
Hey, Wayne, hi. I love the show, man, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, with the all the gun violence, you know, shattering every major news network, you know, what I just don't understand is this whole red flag law that Mr. Trump is about ready to push and sign. I just don't understand why he continues to cave into the left. This is exactly what they want, right? And so right. When they can, if you think about the bigger picture, the bigger picture is, okay, if you're mentally ill, right? Well, so define that. Who defines that, right? So the left has already said that Christians are mentally ill. They've already said that Trump is mentally unfit.
Right.
So he, in essence, has already kind of shot himself in the foot, so to speak, no pun intended. But that's the bigger game, right? They're using this as an end game to confiscate guns. And listening to Trump today, he mentioned that, you know, he's going to do this and that, and he'll pass this with rapid due process, which means no due process. I mean, again, this is the same gov that basically said, hey, look, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your Second Amendment, you can keep your Second Amendment.
Yeah, if you right? like your gun, you can keep your gun, right?
No, yeah. I mean, this is a complete attack on the Second Amendment, and to your point, the only ones that are going to get penalized and hurt for this are the law-abiding, gun-toting citizens who obey the law, try to do the right thing. We're the ones that pay for it. We're the ones that get shot. It's the Democrats that create the violence. The Republicans get blamed, and Trump pays. I don't get it.
And listen, no, I get it. Let me tell you why I get it. I don't agree. I agree with you, and I don't want Trump to do it, but I get it. Because, number one, first and foremost, you got to get elected. And you've got to get women's votes, and you've got to get suburban housewives' votes, and you've got to pick off a few independents and a few Democrats. And when they see these mass shootings, they lose their minds. You and I don't. You and I know that it means nothing compared to a weekend in Chicago. So, and they have the strictest gun control in the country. And Mexico, as I quoted, and Baltimore, and many others. So we know it's all BS, and it won't stop anything. But it makes some housewives in the suburbs feel better and sleep better at night, and they won't vote for you unless you do something, even if it's stupid, even if it's cosmetic, even if it's not going to help. You've got to do something to pick off a few Republican women who are so angry at mass murderers, they're not going to vote for Trump. So I get it. I really do get it.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is if you're going to pass a red flag law, if you are, then pass it, or you're going to pass some sort of limited gun control, not gun control, but gun registration of semi-automatic weapons or semi-assault rifles. If you're going to do that, get a national reciprocity law in return. That's all I'm saying. that if it's got to be done, I'm a guy who's willing to compromise once in a while. You got to give in once in a while to get something. You'd never have a trade in football or baseball if you didn't trade your guy for the other guy. You'd never get the other guy. So you got to give up something to get something. I want reciprocity so bad that I'd be willing to give in on red flag. It's not good. I don't want to give in on red flag. But for Trump to get reelected, he's got to give in on something. That's all I'm saying, Ryan. Or he's not going to get elected. No. If he's, right? That's it. That's the reason.
I totally get it. I thought the same thing, but
That's the reason. That's the only reason. Hey, Ryan, I got to run. I got to take some more calls. Thank you for the call. Very reasoned argument. I'm with you. I don't want any gun control. Any. Matt from Tennessee. I only want the good guys to have guns. And if you use a gun to kill someone in a criminal act, then you should get the book thrown at you. But good guys don't deserve any criminal time in a prison because they're a good guy with a gun. Because you happen to be carrying it in New York when you think you have a permit in Nevada where I live, but you carry it by mistake into another state like Utah. It's ridiculous. Hey, Matt in Tennessee, how are you? What's on your mind tonight?
This is Matt. Listen, I think first of all, they need to restore the gun rights to simple drug possession felons in the country. And second of all, I think the prison systems across the United States need to have focus on mental health for inmates that served a lot of time. They need mental health really, really bad, just like Canada.
Yeah, but Matt, let me tell you something. None of the guys, not just this weekend, but in the last year, I can't think of one guy who committed a mass murder that was in prison before. They're all young males who watch too many damn video games and too much violence on TV, and I don't want to ban that either, because you have no right to change my life and ban what I can watch because some other guy can't handle it. But that is what it is. It's young guys on big pharma drugs that cause all kinds of terrible violent impulses in their brains who watch too many video games and are nut jobs. They're mentally ill, right? None of them were in prisons. You're not going to solve this problem by having more stress on mental illness in prison, although you're right, we probably should, but that will not solve this problem. And too many people are trying to solve the problem when it's not really a solvable problem other than to make sure good guys are armed to be there to stop it when it happens. You give me a good guy in a church or a synagogue, give me a good guy in a school, a good guy in an office that's armed, that's how you end this and nip it in the bud before anybody else gets shot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I think I'll write a column that's titled, If You Like Your Guns, You Can Keep Your Guns. Right? I was reminded by that last guy who called and said, you know, you're going to trust the same government that said, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. I think I should call it, if you like your guns, you can keep your guns. It's not going to work. They're not going to let us keep our guns. If they start registration and red flag and all this other stuff, I know the road this is leading down, and it's going to be a bad road. You know, it's just like your kid can't sell lemonade anymore with a little lemonade stand in your neighborhood without a cop coming up to him and asking him if they have a license and shutting down the lemonade stand. Every day gets harder and harder to be free in the United States of America. They're taking away our freedom inch by inch, inch by inch. I feel like, you know, I lost my parents 28 days apart to cancer in 1992. I love my mom and dad so much. And I lost them to cancer. And I just think about, you know, poor people who have cancer. And one minute they take this from you. And then they take your arm. And then they take your leg. Little by little, they're taking your whole body away. Then they cut your lung out. Then they cut a kidney out. You know, if cancer is bad enough, you kind of lose a little bit of your body every time with a new surgery. Remember Brian's song? Same thing. They kept cutting his body out. And that's what they're doing to us. They're Brian Piccolo. They're cutting our freedoms out one by one by one. And it doesn't lead to a good end. But I do understand that to get elected, you need women to vote for you, and you need suburban women to vote for you, and you need independents to vote for you. So Trump's going to have to give in on something, sadly, because it isn't going to work. It's going to make no difference at all, and it's going to take away a little of our freedom. But at least count me down as a conservative who agrees with all of you that I don't want any gun laws, I don't want anything at all for law-abiding citizens, but yet I agree that Trump's got to go along with something right now to quiet him down, because if he doesn't get elected, there's no America. So everybody should shut up. Whatever Trump does, it's okay. Because he's got to get reelected or there's no America. So you got to accept a compromise here. But unfortunately, he'll sign a red flag bill or some sort of a gun registration bill without demanding reciprocity in return. If I got my reciprocity, I wouldn't even mind. I got to get something to give something, right? A sponsor of the show, Sam Landis, my best advice here, if you ever have problems with taxes, he's the best damn IRS tax lawyer in the United States of America. And he's amazing. He's kind of like my Dr. Joe Williams, another great friend of mine, who 2% of his business is movie stars and rock stars and the most famous billionaires and businessmen in America. 98% of his business, average, everyday people like you. And I asked him to create a program just for you. He doesn't advertise anywhere else in the country, only on this show. And he only offers this deal to my fans, $190 a month. And he solves most cases in 3 to 6 months with the IRS. And he's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS. And you get a free consultation. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. You're an underdog if you try to take on the IRS without my great friend Sam Landis. 8,500 cases and counting he has served. Great guy. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. All right. Let's grab Nancy in Dayton, Ohio, of all places, the site of one of those two mass murders this weekend. I hope it did not affect you personally, Nancy. Nobody in your life, I hope.
No, but we all here were familiar with the area. And everything. I don't know. I just want to voice an opinion that seems like nobody's even grasping at is, I just think a lot of this has to do with the disintegration of the family unit. These kids aren't being brought up, to value anything. Even if there are parents in the home, they sometimes just kind of think for them, and these kids just don't know how to cope with anything.
Well, the Dayton kid, I'm pretty sure it was the Dayton kid, but I'm mixing the two together because you had two mass shootings one weekend. But one of them, I'm almost certain it was the Dayton kid. His father gave an interview and said that he's been a drug addict for 40 years. The father has. So you're 100% right, Nancy. It's bad parenting, right? If your father's a drug addict that and hasn't paid attention to you and given you a lot of pain, then that's what leads you down a road that we just saw, a terribly violent, sad, dark road. It's not Donald Trump's fault that his father was a drug addict. It's not Donald Trump's fault that in high school this Dayton kid had a list on the wall of girls he wanted to kill. Kill. And that was in high school, and he's 24. So that means it was 8 or 10 years ago. Guess what? Trump wasn't president. How do you pin this on Trump? Crazy. Thank you for the call from a sad, troubled area of the country right now, Dayton. We hope they get over it. We pray for you. Let's take, we got Leonard in Texas, Billy in Texas. I don't know how quick I can get you. John in D.C., another line just filled up. Everybody's calling. Let's take Leonard in Texas. Probably last call of the night. Leonard, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Be quick. Be fast here. We don't have much time.
Okay. Look, the liberal media, the liberal Democrats are at it again with racism. They're trying to tie this into it's a racist thing, whereas there were white people that got killed in El Paso, black. So it was just a mix of people. But then Obama came out. He's out making it a race thing. But the Dayton, Ohio incident, that has nothing to do with race.
Right. But, no, we agree. We're with you. Leonard, we're out of time. I'm sorry we ran out. I keep telling everybody Newsmax needs to give me another hour so I could do an hour of ranting by myself and with guests and then an hour of just all of you. I'd love to take calls for an entire hour. Let Newsmax know. War@Newsmax.com. War@Newsmax.com. I don't see those emails. Only Newsmax executives see it. War@Newsmax.com. You can always email me, though. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what you think. Go to my website, RootForAmerica.com. Listen to me 3 hours a day on radio. USAradio.com. Click on Listen Live Now and boom, you're on. Or go to iHeartRadio on demand. Wayne Alla Root Show, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless. Have a great night.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.